Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. I'm the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for some of you this morning, we heard that Robbie Knievel has died at the age of 60. Robbie Knievel, son of Evel Knievel, who, for me as a child, I mean, the Knievels were heroes. And being in Las Vegas, where Robbie Knievel had done some of his stunts, It was just a shock. He's only 60 years old. He looked like he was in his 40s. And unfortunately, we found out that Robbie Knievel had been in hospice for a little while battling pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer used to hit about 57,000 Americans. Now it's up to 62,000 and rising. We're going to be talking a little bit later about pancreatic cancer and how we're seeing an uptick of that in some of my theories. But Robbie Knievel, who followed in his father's footsteps, and then on top of that, it was like over 360, he performed at least 350 jumps. He set world records. There was a stunt where I think in Las Vegas he jumped over the Mirage volcano. You know, and you don't see acts, you don't see talent like that. You know, now, because there's all this CGI, and with music, we have auto-tune, and we have movies that can, you know, back us up and add all the extra effects. We have all these heroes and these celebrities who, yeah, they have talent, but, you know, it's buttressed by a whole bunch of other, you know, tech. This was raw. Robbie Knievel was raw. Evel Knievel were raw. And to see, you know, that family and that legacy, you know, when you think of the Knievels, you think old school. You think, and it's heartbreaking to see that happen. So we'll give you guys more data as we get it, but apparently he died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 60. And then last night we heard that Lisa Marie Presley had passed. Sadly, I knew this would happen. Once I heard that she went into cardiac arrest, she was only 54 years old, the daughter of Elvis Presley. I just had a feeling that she's not coming out of it. Apparently she was having some stomach pains prior. And so sometimes stomach pains before cardiac arrest, we worry about an aneurysm rupture or an aneurysm tear. We worry about dissection. There's multiple things that we might think about when somebody's having abdominal pains. But sometimes with cardiac issues, you will not always feel it in the heart. Women may feel cardiac issues in other places, such as the abdomen. Remember I told you I had a patient that came in with a UTI to the ER, and our ER was slammed, so we had her in a chair on the side. She did have a positive UTI, but she was nauseous. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. You're nauseous. Could be early pylo, but I wonder if there's something else. When we gave her the nausea medicine, she ended up coincidentally going into her second heart attack. Apparently she had a heart attack the night before in her sleep, survived it, but only felt discomfort in her pelvic area. Luckily, we were able to ship her to Phoenix. She was able to get cast, survived, but we don't talk enough about how abdominal pain could be a sign of heart disease. Now, we don't have all the details of what happened to Lisa Marie Presley, 54 years old, had a very tumultuous past, losing her father, losing her son to suicide. I believe she has twin girls. And she had just been at the Golden Globes watching Austin Butler win for Best Actor for his portrayal of her father in Elvis. And Austin Butler did a fantastic job. And she was there. She spoke highly of him. And she seemed like she was having a good time, but she seemed like she was struggling. She didn't look well. And, you know, when you lose somebody, it's interesting. It reminds you of Carrie Fisher. She just reminds me of Carrie Fisher. Maybe it's because of the time frame, even though Carrie Fisher was older. But, you know, Carrie Fisher hadn't looked that good. She was struggling. And then, unfortunately, you know, she passed away of heart disease. We don't have all the details, but I don't think I could take any more. Every day we're hearing of something or somebody. And I know people will say, well, it's the news. The news is putting it out there, so we're hearing about it more. And that is a theory. You know, I mean, we're diagnosing autism more because now we can. We are diagnosing cancer more because we can. And, you know, but the numbers to me are just, it's just too much. We're going the wrong way. And I do expect life expectancy to drop. You know, Robbie Knievel was obviously active, was obviously in good shape. Pancreatic cancer, there's risk factors for that we're going to be talking about. Lisa Marie Presley did have, you know, an issue previously with substance abuse that could have taken years off her heart. But is there something else going on currently that is making us more susceptible? And this is a question that keeps coming up. And we are going to discuss this. Anytime somebody passes away, somebody, you know, online, and multiple people will ask, what was the vaccine status? Was it the vaccine? Fair question. Also, was it COVID? You know, we have this virus that was unleashed on us that I believe can be oncogenic, causing cancer, which I do believe has this COVID virus has sequelae that we might not even understand that could affect us years later. Do we, and we still don't, 3 years later, have any conclusive evidence of, well, what the hell was this and who unleashed it? Why was it unleashed? Was it really an accident? Was it an accident? And what is this doing to us? But, you know, we do have to entertain the question and answer the question, why are we seeing a lot more deaths? And it could just be luck of the draw. Could also be lockdowns. I know the lockdowns have been over for a while, but it really changed people's thinking about going to the doctor. It changed people's thinking about, well, I can't get a test. It costs a lot of doctors their offices, so many people don't have a doctor's office to go to for screening. But we are seeing higher cardiac arrest. We are seeing more cancer. We're seeing advanced stage cancer because people aren't getting screened or maybe not seen sooner. We need to find out what the hell is going on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there's been a lot of jokes. I don't know if Saturday Night Live is going to jump on this one. You know, Saturday Night Live always likes to make puns at what happens in, you know, in politics. So you would think they got a lot of material with Biden, and you see the video of him going into his garage, and I don't know if there's a lawn blower or a water heater nearby. And so when President Biden had read a statement yesterday, and I think we're going to get another statement, and he had reinforced that the documents were in a secured garage next to his Corvette, and his Corvette was secured. You know, for those of us who are Corvette lovers, we're like, whew, he might still have all his mental competency because he locks his Corvette in a garage. You know, you start leaving the Corvette out And, you know, that, then, you know, we start to wonder if it's all there. But, you know, he still knew to keep the Corvette in a garage. But classified documents apparently were there. And many people say this doesn't have to be as big a story. Others are saying this is the biggest story since Watergate. I'm mixed. And the story, in and of itself, in terms of classified documents, it is a big story because technically President Biden would lose his clearance. Trump could lose his clearance if he can't prove that he declassified the materials. But having classified materials not where they're supposed to be qualifies for security clearance laws. And so to have a president who could technically lose his security clearance, that is a big deal. Will he? Probably not. But now this sets the precedence for everything in terms of security clearance and documents. And we're going to be talking about security clearance in a second. But one of the reasons why this is such a big story is because in the summer, end of summer, Trump's Mar-a-Lago raid by the FBI was such a big story. And for months, we have been in the media and by politicians told how Trump will not be able to run again, how he might go to jail, all this because classified documents were at his house. And because it was such a huge news topic and news focus, and because everybody said this is going to be the nail in Trump's coffin, God forbid, we don't want anyone to go, but in his political coffin, now all of a sudden you have Biden, who's had a couple areas that have had records or classified documents, maybe more, and it wasn't brought up right away. It was brought up after the midterms, and people like, why? What are they doing there? And so if anything happens to Trump, is that same thing going to happen now to Biden? And so because they made such a big deal about it, they continue to make such a big deal about it with Trump, then you got to be consistent. Are you going to make a big deal about it with Biden? Biden's the president. Now, he's got the snap of a finger as he declassifies something. But there's more to it. If there were things regarding Iran, Ukraine, if these were things that were from the Obama administration, and if it wasn't declassified, or could it be declassified by Biden, because he was vice president, and these are things that have been in areas where other people can access them, you're in trouble. As I said yesterday, a doctor can get in a crap load of trouble if somebody can walk into an area and see personal medical records. So doctors working from home, billers working from home, they have to make sure I didn't use billers who were working from home even back in the mid-2010s. Because I'd spoken, I'd interviewed to somebody, and you heard the kid in the background. Well, I could get in trouble with HIPAA. You can't have children near the work you're doing with patients. Could be a violation. It's classified. It's medical classified, but it's private health information. So if doctors have to be held by a very strict standard, you would think political officials and politicians would be too. So because the issue was such a big deal, and it was enough to have Trump raided by the FBI, it's almost impossible for the media now to ignore what happened with Biden. Now, I'm a little more concerned about security clearance for the future. This is something that makes me a little concerned because having had family in the military or family who works with the military, we can't even have conversations. And their security clearance, they do anything that violates any one of the following. You can't have security clearance. So it's by the book, it's, you know, what stays in the office, what's seen in the office stays in the office, nothing goes home. Now, and I get the president could do whatever they want, but to lose security clearance, and this comes from the education guidelines. They established 13 potential justifications for denying or revoking federal security clearance. So if there's any foreign influence, association with foreign citizens or businesses that could lead to coercion, Now, I get that the president and Biden as vice president or Trump as president, you know, will have, associations and dinners and meetings and all that. So those are vetted. But what about prior to becoming president or prior to becoming vice president or post? That could be something that could hurt you. Of course, any question of your allegiance to the United States, sympathizing with terrorists, overthrowing the government, foreign preference, conflict of interest due to dual citizenship, service in a foreign military. So if you ever served and then you came to the United States, you might not be able to get clearance. Outside activities that could relate to intelligence, protected technology, any criminal conduct, security violations, and this is where it is. Any unauthorized or reckless disclosure of classified information in addition to willful breaches. So was this reckless disclosure leaving something in a garage that gets open and closed every time the Corvette goes in and out of it? Especially when it's not even near Washington. It's in Delaware, at Wilmington, or in the other think tank office, Pennsylvania. Those are things that would be a security violation. Misuse of information technology. This is something where Hillary Clinton could have a problem with. Personal conduct could prevent you. Sexual behavior that compromises an employee could pull your security clearance. Certain financial considerations that might be with dealings or with your personal finances. Alcohol consumption, drug involvement, and then psychological conditions. If you have any unstable behavior, any mental disorder, emotional disorder, etc. So, you know, the president is going to still be the president. And this is something that I think a lot of us are going to be like, okay, come on, you know, please just get your house in order, get your staff in order. But it does bring up now a precedence. If somebody violates or has a security breach, how do they get punished? Do they get to keep their security clearance? And these are things that are supposed to be set in stone. These are things that the military, these are laws. These are biblical laws when it comes to security clearance and things you cannot violate. So Trump could say, well, I declassified everything. Right? Biden could maybe say that, although I don't know what power he had in between vice presidency and not. I mean, does Obama need to step up and say, look, guys, I declassified? I mean, I'm not sure what has to happen, but that's what protects the president, their ability to declassify something. And that's why I think President Biden will not lose his security clearance. Okay, I mean, he still has to be the commander in chief. But we, you know, if we're putting people in jail for less, then there has to be a precedent set. What are we going to do? How are we going to move on from here? And the other thing, too, also is doesn't anything that classified have to get checked out? Doesn't there have to be a permission or authorization done? So if you're going to take something, no one's going to steal salt and pepper shakers, you know, as president from the White House. I'm sure the White House, you know, here's your mementos. These are things you get to take. These are yours. You remember, like, Trading Places? When Eddie Murphy got to move into the mansion, and they go, these are yours. This is your vibe. This is your, you know. So, but, when it, you know, with classified documents, don't you think there's a paper trail? So I'm confused, but it's going to be interesting to see, because whatever happens with Biden or Trump is going to have to happen to everybody else. 1-877-DOCTOR.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Updates. Alabama and Georgia trying to recover from a series of strong killer tornadoes that blasted those states yesterday.
It's a large storm. It was a long-lived storm and a lot of damage.
And caused at least seven deaths in Autauga County, Alabama, according to its emergency services manager, Ernie Baggett.
We accredit the fact that that wasn't worse to the fact the school systems actually kept the kids in school rather than putting them on the buses at an early release.
California is bracing for yet another storm. The National Weather Service says at least two more storm systems are set to slam the state now through the weekend. In Russian custody since last April, American Taylor Dudley is now free. It comes after months of negotiations led by former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Dudley had been detained after entering Russian-controlled territory northeast of Poland. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Bye, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over 62,000 Americans are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Each year, this number is going up. Just last year, the number was about 57,000. So 5,000 more a year, and that's just of those getting counted. If somebody dies of a heart attack or cardiac arrest before their cancer is diagnosed, it won't be counted. So these aren't, the number isn't absolute, but this is the range of people that get diagnosed and treated. And the 5-year survival rate is only about 5%. Seeing Robbie Knievel die from pancreatic cancer, Harry Reid had pancreatic cancer, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Alex Trebek, Michael Landon. I think it's Michael Landon's daughter is on Yellowstone. Right, she plays the female, not deckhand, the female rancher. I forget her name, but that's Michael Landon's daughter. from what I understand. Aretha Franklin died of pancreatic cancer. Luciano Pavarotti, Patrick Swayze, Charlotte Ray from Facts of Life, Siegfried Fischbacher from Siegfried and Roy, and as I said, former Senator Harry Reid. Pancreatic cancer has taken many public figures and many people in our lives. And it is something that a good friend of mine's father passed from it too. Went into remission. And I get nervous when I hear pancreatic cancer is in remission because I don't really hear a lot of success. And then unfortunately he was gone within months. Older individual. May he rest in peace. So the younger you are when you get it, the more aggressive it could be. But still, older individuals who get it can, unfortunately, die fairly quickly as well. The median survival time is about 2 to 6 months if the cancer is diagnosed at a late stage. There is a five-year survival rate, but it's only 5%. So what does that mean? What does the five-year survival rate mean? What it means is how many people with that disease or diagnosis will be alive 5 years from now, or 5 years from the time of their diagnosis. So that means 95% won't. Now, why is that? Well, pancreatic cancer doesn't always get caught early. And I know you guys are not going to like this, but oftentimes signs or symptoms of it is heartburn. It's misdiagnosed as heartburn, or misdiagnosed as food poisoning, or an ulcer. People will call in with telemedicine, and they will get ticked. People get mad at me all the time. But like, just refill my Nexium or my acid reflux medication. And I'm like, has anybody diagnosed you with reflux? Oh, it's heartburn. I know it's heartburn. All right. How long have you been on your medicine for? I've been on it for years. I tolerate it well. Just give it to me. You shouldn't be on it for years. Has anybody looked into your stomach? Has anybody checked you for esophageal cancer, stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer? Has anybody evaluated you? Mind you, heartburn happens. Trust me, my kids wanted to do the Tabasco sauce challenge. What's that challenge, the hot wing challenge that they do? Where you dip into a whole bunch of different sauces. Yeah, my boys did that, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are going to burn a hole in your stomach. And I had plenty of milk because they wouldn't listen to me. I'm like, bad boys, but they're adults, so they won't listen. And so they did the hot sauce challenge. Yeah, you can have heartburn after that. But for years, you need to get that checked out. That might not be heartburn. It could be gallbladder issues. I can't tell you how many times people have, called up asking for acid reflux medications, and I said, has anybody evaluated your gallbladder function? This could be your gallbladder. No, because the heartburn medicine makes me feel better. Of course it'll make you feel better. How many lung cancer patients said the Z-Pak made them feel better before finally getting diagnosed with lung cancer? Z-Paks make you feel better if you have a cough or bronchitis, I know that. They're supposed to be only used for bacterial infections, but people use them for viral infections all the time. That doesn't mean you don't have something more serious. So what are the risk factors for pancreatic cancer? Well, if you're older, male, women can be affected as well, as we've seen with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Aretha Franklin, Charlotte Ray, but men more than females. Diabetes. I've heard professors say, no, if you have diabetes, you're not at higher risk for cancer. They are wrong. Diabetes could put you at higher risk. Now that will freak a lot of people out, but I have a theory for that. Okay? It depends on why you have diabetes. When I was in training, we were taught that you can have diabetes from a variety of reasons. One is genetics, where eventually you hit an age where you just don't metabolize your sugar, just like you might not be able to control your blood pressure, and so you can't modulate it well, and then you'll have higher blood sugars. That's one. Another is you gain weight, you have certain eating habits, you gain a resistance to insulin, and then you can't necessarily manage your sugars well. But another theory for people getting diabetes is a virus attacks your pancreas. I learned about this in the 90s. And we know COVID attacks the pancreas and can increase one's risk for diabetes. Well, we think it's because it attacks the pancreas. We've seen people who have never been diabetic get diabetes after COVID. So, if a virus can attack the pancreas, cause you to not produce enough insulin, because the beta islet cells make insulin, the hormone needed to get sugar from the bloodstream into the cell or the hallway into the room, in order to get, which is my analogy for diabetes, you have sugar that comes in the waiting room, floats around the hallway and needs to get into the room, the office room, but you need a key to get in there. That's, to me, diabetes. Sugar's in the bloodstream, needs to get into the cell. You use the key insulin to do that. If the pancreas isn't making that much more insulin anymore, could be genetic, but it could also be because a virus attacked it. Could that same virus be the one responsible for later causing cancer? So I don't think all diabetics get cancer. I don't think all diabetics get pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer is rare compared to the millions who have diabetes. 62,000 pancreatic cancer patients a year to the millions, a third of our population already pre-diabetic, it's rare. But that could be why. So that's my theory. If you use alcohol, chronic alcohol, if you love your alcohol, that could put you at risk for pancreatic cancer. This is why doctors cannot say, go at it with alcohol once a day to protect your heart. Because there is that risk of pancreatic cancer, chronic pancreatitis. If you keep drinking a lot or you have gallstones and that keep inflaming the pancreas, chronic inflammation could lead to cancer. Of course, genetics, African-American descent, Ashkenazi Jewish descent could put you at higher risk. Obesity, high-fat diet, hepatitis B could do it. Having hepatitis B could put you at higher risk for cancer in the pancreas. H. pylori infection. H. pylori is a bacteria that could cause gastric cancer, pancreatic cancer, the BRCA1, BRCA2 gene mutations. If any of you have women in the family that get breast cancer or ovarian cancer, please, for the love of God, get your test for the BRCA1, BRCA2 gene mutation. It's not just a female disease or issue. Men can get pancreatic cancer if they have it. Artificial sweeteners have been linked to diabetes, and because diabetes can be a risk factor, there's a question that maybe artificial sweeteners could have a risk. Many people have been asking about Steve Jobs and some of his carrot juice or things that he would drink. I think he liked diet soda. So some people are concerned about that. So remember, pancreatic cancer may have no symptoms at all. Or you could have heartburn. You could have back pain, abdominal pain, bloating, weight loss, appetite loss. You might get diabetes all of a sudden and go, well, huh. Maybe that was, you know, from the COVID. Could also be the pancreas. Your urine could be dark colored. Your stool could be light colored. Fatigue and itchy. If your skin is itchy, got to get your liver and pancreas checked. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you are having some trouble sleeping, and you hit the melatonin. I've tried melatonin for sleep. It works. It does. I think I use it very cautiously because I do not want to get used to it. And every now and then when, you know, I had the dog with the cone and the cone kept smacking into my face and I have the cats that are high maintenance, husband who snores. So sometimes I have some trouble sleeping.
Yep.
And I will once in a while take a melatonin. The gummies are delicious. But you got to be careful with those, too, because that's extra sugar. But I noticed that when I take a melatonin, I sometimes have a headache the next day. And I don't like taking Tylenol PM with the Benadryl because that makes me groggy. Unisom, doxalamine, also makes you groggy. So the reason why Ambien became so popular is because when you wake up, you're up. But we also worry about what sort of damage that could have on the brain. So I had a patient with double vision. She had seen eye specialists, retina specialists, neurologists. And then finally I'm like, you know, Ambien, you take a lot of it. And Ambien can cause diplopia, double vision. She stops the Ambien, her vision improved. Well, now there might be a new alternative. It's a seaweed pill. Researchers from Japanese biotech company Algae Bio say their supplement contains algae found in the lakes of Switzerland and has the desired effect in 4 weeks. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, okay? I want to go to sleep now, and not during the Super Bowl. Okay? I don't need to take a medicine now. You know, most likely I'm not going to sleep well, night of the Super Bowl, but I'd like to take something now. But the key to dealing with insomnia is not needing to pop a pill. Many of you suffer from anxiety or depression, which affects your sleep. Well, if that gets managed, you might notice that when you put your head on the pillow, you'll fall asleep on your own. Menopause. One of the reasons why I started taking melatonin once in a while is because I went to my doctor, well, before, and I, you know, she's like, how you doing, Dahlia? I'm like, I'm good at just, I don't sleep as well as I used to, and I'm having trouble falling asleep or even staying asleep. Because there's two ways, you know, you could have trouble falling asleep or you could fall asleep just fine, but then you wake up in a couple hours and you're up. And she said, well, you're probably in menopause. And I'm like, no, I know I've had some hot flashes and, oh yeah, I was in full-blown menopause. Didn't matter if I was still having periods. And I'm a doctor. I should have known better, but I just didn't think I was in full-blown. I thought I was peri. She started managing my hormones. I could fall right. If I have to get up to pee because the cat wakes me up, I'll get up, pee, go back to bed. Fine. Thank God. So that was hormonal. So something to think about. So anyway, going to the seaweed plant, they say the nutrients it has in it are called carotenoids from the chlorella plant. They have anti-inflammatory and anti-stress effects that help people drift off. Could be an alternative to melatonin. Melatonin, unfortunately, has also been linked to accidental poisonings in kids because of the gummies. They're cute, little, colorful. Everything's gummies these days. Have you guys seen the marijuana gummies? They look like, I could be wrong, but one of my patients showed me her gummies, and they look like those gummy worms. You know that you could put on your ice cream or some drinks will have these long gummy worms or they look like these gel candies. My gosh, if I was a kid, I used to love that. So when I'm making my confession here and I'll make up for it somehow if I ever go back to the store. It was, if I could remember what store it was, but I would as a kid see the candy sitting there when my mom would be shopping. And I'd be hungry because I didn't eat. I wasn't a good eater. And my mom would pick me up from kindergarten and would walk into the store and I would see the orange gel sugary candies and I would steal one and I would eat it and it would just, oh, it was so good. I also would go up to the ground beef and I loved the feel of the ground beef and pushing my fingers in it. So I would push my finger, and the plastic was strong, so it didn't always poke through, but you would see finger indentations in the ground beef. My mom would yell at me, threaten that I'd get the paddle when I got home, all that other stuff. But one time, I poked all the way through, and then I had raw ground beef on my, oh, I got a whooping. I got a real bad whooping for that one. But as a kid, and we're talking, actually, it might not have been kindergarten. It might have been preschool. I was 3 years old. Yeah, because I was kind of a dumb kid. But, you know, 3 years old, if I saw those candies, or I saw what's melatonin now or cannabis now, man, I would be salivating and I would seek it out. I told you guys about the Preparation H incident, right? So I was not a good eater, but one time, and it was expensive. My parents didn't have a lot of money. But one time my father had Cracker Barrel cheese. And he cut me a slice, and it was cheddar cheese, probably the first time I ever had cheddar cheese, and it was a Cracker Barrel, and it was good. And I wanted another piece, and I wanted another piece, and it was so good. So I'm at the grocery store with my mom, and we're in an aisle, and Preparation H is a yellow square box. And I remember the commercials, Preparation H. I forget what the jingle was. So I want it. My mom says no. So I start a temper tantrum. I'm screaming in the middle of the store, I want Preparation H. I want Preparation H. I got another whooping. Yep. When I got home, I don't even know if she waited for me to get home. I thought I might have gotten the whooping right there. But I thought it was the Cracker Barrel cheese. So kids are, not all kids are as dumb as I, but there are some kids that might be. So we're having accidental poisonings with the melatonin and all that. Barely it's sixfold risen in accidental poisonings. So these supplements don't look that attractive. They look like green. They look like they look like clear capsules with some green stuff in it, almost like a horse poop. But they did try the supplements. 25 people who completed the Athens Insomnia Scale before and after taking the tablets for a month. The scale measured 8 factors relating to sleep, according to Daily Mail, including how easy it is to fall asleep, general well-being, how tired someone is the following day, and you got a score between 0 to 3, like do you have any problem, no problem, delayed. And the participants took 6 capsules a day for 4 weeks. And they found that it improved their mood and their quality of sleep. Now, mind you, if you get better sleep, you'll have a better mood. So the algae were discovered in Lake Lucerne in central Switzerland. But now Algae Bio is growing it in Japan. They're working with the University of Tokyo to find out exactly why the product works. Now, I got to tell you, taking 6 tablets a day won't be very realistic. But it does have an anti-inflammatory impact on neurons. Maybe it could help with dementia later or Alzheimer's. See, I love the fact that we have nature. We have things in nature that we could possibly use and use it for a medicinal application. So all the power to them. Hope it works. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban,
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.